Hi, I'm Aaron Sturgis, pastor here at Central Lutheran Church, and I welcome you to Central Lutheran's podcast. This podcast is called We Love to Tell the Story, and it's a podcast that's about our story and how we see God at work in each of our lives and how we experience God and the resurrection. So thanks and enjoy this podcast. Joining me today for Central Lutheran's podcast, this third week of Easter, I am delighted to have Nicholas, also known as Nick Lee, and his mom, Sarah Lee. But I think most of the time it's going to be Nick, right? He's going to be talking. So, Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay.
I am in sixth grade, and I go to Chippewa Falls Middle School.
Yes. All right. What's your favorite subject?
Reading.
Reading. What's your mom's favorite subject to help you with? Math?
None of the above.
No. Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us today. This third week of Easter, we are hearing the story of the road to Emmaus, where the two disciples are walking along on this road, which is really fascinating because they're walking 7 miles. Emmaus is about 7 miles from Jerusalem. So you can only imagine this walk. And it's the day of the resurrection. It's the day that the ladies go to the tomb and they don't see the body, but they see these two very nicely dressed men as angels, I guess, if you will, who say, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" And they go tell the story of the resurrection, but no one believes them, including these two disciples. And on their little walk to Emmaus, Jesus comes up to them. And Jesus says, "You know, why do you guys look so sad? You know, why the long faces? What's going on?" And they're like, "Well, haven't you heard?" And then they tell this whole story about Jesus. And what I like is they unpack everything for the stranger in their midst, basically telling Jesus about Jesus. And it kind of had to be, you know, that awkward moment someone tells you about your own life. You know, here's Jesus with these two disciples. And one of the things that strikes me in this passage is the disciples say, "We had hoped for." They had hoped for Jesus to be this Messiah, the King of Kings, you know, the one that Jesus kept saying that he was. And they say, "We had hoped for." And it's a pretty, it's actually a pretty sad statement because it just shows how you can imagine how emotionally drained, how sad, how their world must have been just broken and dark and hurting because of those words, "We had hoped for." So my question for Central Lutheran and for you is, what's something that you hope for?
I had hoped for like something for Christmas, and sometimes I didn't get it, and I thought of that.
Yeah. Okay. What's the last thing that you hoped for Christmas that you didn't get? Because I still remember these things.
A video game.
Video game? For what? Xbox or?
Yeah, Xbox.
And was it this year?
Mm-hmm.
And you still haven't gotten it?
No, but I got it for my birthday.
Okay. So your parents had a plan, right? When was your birthday?
March 28th.
March 28th. So you had to go from December 25th till March 28th before you... What video game was it?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Why do you say it so shyly? Grand Theft Auto 5. That's awesome. So you got this. Okay, so Christmas morning comes around, right? And you probably had numerous gifts under the tree. Your parents had numerous gifts under the tree. Your mom's shaking her head. And you get through all the gifts on that Christmas morning and you did not see Grand Theft Auto 5, how did you feel?
A bit disappointed, but I got a lot of other stuff too, so I was good.
So it was good.
I got a lot of other games I wanted too.
Okay.
And there was another game I wanted, but then I got that too, my birthday.
So really, you eventually got what?
Yes.
Yeah. But you were disappointed, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And then all that disappointment turned into happiness when I got it for my birthday.
Yeah. But you probably know throughout, you've probably experienced numerous times where you use that phrase, I had hoped for, but it didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Because do you play sports?
Yes, I did.
You did. So imagine all those times that you said, oh, we hoped for a win, or we had hoped for, and the disappointment in what you were hoping for to happen in the future that just never happened. So now do you see, like, man, how these disciples probably felt? Like, they were hoping for something, for everything that Jesus was saying, and now they're sitting there saying, well, the body's gone, and we don't believe the story that the women just told us. So how do, you know, part of our faith is we hope for the things, but the things that we hope for are kind of uncertain. We don't know for sure. But how do we deal with those things? Okay, Sarah, what about you as a mother to this nice young man who loves Grand Theft Auto 5? Tell me what you hope for as a parent.
You know, every day when I wake up, my hope is different. I hope for something different almost every day. And one of the things that I hope for most every day is that I'll be grateful for what I do get, and that we raise a child that is just grateful for what he does get, so that when he is disappointed, that it's easier to overcome the disappointment. And we always hope that he'll have faith that even though it's something bad or he's disappointed, that it's all for a reason. And you can be sad about it for a little while, but just know that something better is coming.
Yeah, yeah. I hate to break it to you, Nick, but, and Sarah, you could probably agree with me, and you probably share with us a little bit, but there's bigger things that we're going to hope for other than Grand Theft Auto 5. I hate to tell you that.
Yeah,
but your world is going to, yeah, it's going to be a lot different. So, you know, Sarah, as a mother, you know that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know the things that he's going to have to deal with as a person. And so what do you hope that you and your husband, Tom, can instill in him so that when he does experience those moments in his life 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 25 years from now, where he's saying to himself, I had hoped for, you know, what do you hope, how do you hope, or what do you hope he responds, or how do you hope he responds to when he finds himself saying that?
We really believe that he will have the faith that God has a reason.
Yeah.
That God has a reason for this, that it stinks right now, but it's going to get better, and that he has bigger plans.
Yep. And in our story, you know, that's the cool thing, is the disciples, they needed to experience, or they were living in their brokenness. You know, this idea that things were not happening the way they wanted it to happen, or the way they anticipated it to happen, or the way they thought it would happen. But they needed to live in that, and then God needed to take that just brokenness and that darkness and say, but here's Jesus, right here.
Something good.
Something good to come out of it. Yeah. So what do you hope for now? Now that you got Grand Theft Auto 5, now what's something you hope for?
I hope I can get into a good college.
Okay. That's good to be worried about right now and concerned about and hope for.
Yeah.
Any particular college? Anything you're thinking about right now?
Yes, UCLA.
Really? Is that because you just went out there for a vacation?
A little bit of it. That, and I always wanted to be a business owner, and they have business owning classes there, and I want to do that.
Okay. And so this would give your dad a reason to go from Wisconsin out to California and to surf, because we know how the first...
Well, practice.
Practice first. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for so much, Nicholas, sharing your faith, sharing what it means to be a 12-year-old today, and the things that you hope for, your disappointments, and especially to you, Sarah. Thank you so much. Blessings to you two, and it's a gift and a joy to hear your story.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.